First of all, I want to remind you that we have Movie with McNeil this Wednesday at 2 o'clock and again at 7 o'clock. And the movie is one of the a really great one, Going My Way with Bing Crosby and Barry Fitzgerald. And when I was in the seminary, they said we couldn't be ordained unless we had seen the movie. So it's a great one. That's, again, Wednesday at 2 and again at 7. Some years ago, Oprah Winfrey was having a show about men who were dominated by their wives, and there were a bunch of people waiting to get in. The one door was for those who were dominated by their wives. The other door was for those who weren't. And there was about 150 guys on the one side, and there's only one fellow by the other door. And one of the producers came out and says, "Why are you standing here?" He said, "My wife told me to." The point is not being dominated, but the point is waiting. And we are waiting. We are waiting for many things. We're waiting for Thanksgiving, for Advent, for Christmas, for vacations, for birthdays, or various other things. But the question is, how are we to wait for the important things, the end of the world and the end of our own lives? It's important for us to look at these things and to see what the church wants us to do. Indeed, we are approaching the end of the church year. We only have 2 more weeks until Advent begins. And the church reminds us, as one year comes to an end and another begins, the church reminds us to look forward with hope to what's coming. In the first reading, Malachi speaks of the day of the Lord. It's a time of vindication and time of judgment. It's a time when evildoers will be stubble. We have to remember, we can't rest on our laurels. We can't think, well, we've got it made. There's a danger to think that we're okay and it's all right to be good enough. In fact, we have to ask God's grace to not seek to be good enough, but to seek to be holy. And particularly to you students who are preparing for confirmation, you have to ask God for the grace to become holy. All of us have to become holy, that we might be worthy of the Lord when he comes. We see what Paul says in the second reading. He's addressing the Thessalonians, and he tells them they have to do God's will as he did, even in toil and drudgery. In other words, we have to take up our own crosses daily, and we have to follow the Lord. Paul is challenging people in particular because there are some of the people in Thessalonica who thought that the Lord was coming in a couple of days or a couple of weeks at most. And so they'd quit their jobs and they're just being busybodies and looking for other people to feed them and so forth. Paul says, no, that's not the way you have to do things. That's not the way we are called to be. We are called to wait for the coming of the Lord at the end of time and at the end of our lives, and we must continue to be faithful as we wait. We are called to live a life of charity, mercy, and hope. In the gospel, Jesus tells the people about the temple. It's very beautiful and adorned with various things that have been people have given. And he says, there'll be a time when this is destroyed, and there won't be a stone upon another stone. And in fact, that's going to be only about 30 to 40 years after Jesus speaks. They ask when it's going to happen. He says, don't worry about that. Be careful. Don't listen to people say, well, it's happening right now. And we all know things that we have been worried about. Many people were worried for Y2K. Those of you who are preparing for confirmation, you don't remember that. But there's also people that were worried about 2012 and the end of the Mayan calendar and so forth. People have predicted the end of the world many, many times, and it hasn't happened yet. We don't have to worry about that. We simply have to be ready when the Lord calls us. There'll be times, as Jesus says, when the gospel will be denied, truth will be trampled on, and this is happening, and it's always been happening. We are in the last days, but we don't have to worry about, is it going to come next week? We simply have to be ready if it comes today. We are called to persevere and to be joyful in the Lord, to know that he loves us and loves each one of us individually and passionately. And he calls us to be joyful and to share the faith. You who are preparing for confirmation in particular must share the faith. You have to be joyful in living the faith and living the gospel message, even though it is demanding. But the gospel is demanding. It calls us to take up our cross. We have to pray that we may be faithful. We must pray for our family and friends, and we invite those who don't come to Mass, who don't live the faith. We are to invite them to come back and to pray for them. And we ask the Lord for the grace to forgive when we have been hurt and to be merciful. We ask God for the grace of charity so we might live faithfully as we await him to receive the gift that he promises, to persevere that we might have life, life in this world, and life forever in the world to come.